And so as you allow for this time and space to get comfortable, perhaps kind of snuggling under a comforter and knowing that this is your special time to release and let go, to clear your mind, to provide more comfort for your soul. And so with eyes closed, imagine that even with those closed eyes that we could put little silken pillows on top of those eyelids, just giving them that extra comfortable heaviness there. And with that extra comfortable heaviness on your eyelids, it sends the message of deeper inner comfort all the way down through your whole being, from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. More comfort and more calm. And so with taking those three deep breaths, slowly and deeply, three big, deep breaths, slowly and deeply, it allows you to sink even more comfortably down into the solid support beneath you. And then with your attention at your toes, in a moment or two, those deeper breaths transition into your normal, natural rhythm of your breath. And as you invite and allow this comforting, it sends a positive sensation all around and all through you, from your toes to heels, ankles, calves, knees, and thighs, each and every breath releasing, letting go, each breath drifting deeper. A deeper inner calm begins to form with the flow of more comfort all around and all through. And this sensation of comfort and deep relaxation continues now, flowing up through hips and abs, solar plexus, the entire midsection of your body, releasing and letting go each breath, drifting deeper, upwards through the chest, as we flow with that comfort, a nurturing sensation too, very loving, nurturing sensation that goes right along with the comfort, and it's warm and it's connecting and it's moving all around through the chest into your heart center, into every nook and cranny of you, just providing so much nurturing, so much comfort, so much of a feeling of peacefulness. And then upwards, in through the shoulders, muscles in front, on top and back, simply unwinding, untangling, releasing, and letting go as you drift deeper now. And the deeper, the more comfortable. And the more comfortable, the deeper. And this sensation flows down through the upper arms, the lower arms, the hands, the fingers, releasing now. Each breath drifting deeper. Cross the upper back as you turn attention there. The flow of comfort continues. And that nurturing sensation sends a warmth up into those upper muscles of the upper back, in through the shoulders, just sort of like melting those shoulder muscles, tissues, fibers to a more flexible level. And then this sensation of comfort flows down through the middle back, The spine begins to strengthen with it. Middle back releases, and then all the way down into the lower back, releasing. Each breath taking you deeper. And then from lower back, we send this comforting, so beautifully relaxed all the way down the backside of your body to your feet again. And then in a moment, not yet, but in a moment when we say, you're going to take one more nice big deep cleansing breath in, not yet, but in a moment. And so place your attention at the back of your neck and allow some of that nurturing sensation to flow in right there, up over the back of your head, all around your crown, nurturing comfort, spilling down over your forehead, your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your jaw muscles, facial muscles, releasing as you let go. And now let's take that one more nice big deep cleansing breath in and release as you allow yourself to go twice as comfortably as you already are. And drifting a little deeper now. It's always nice to imagine and get a sense of yourself just the way you'd like it to be for you. Mind, body, brain all together working for your harmony and well-beingness and peacefulness. And even now in this homeostasis experience that you're in, brand new healthy cells are forming. And you might like to picture and imagine yourself at the top of your symbolic staircase, preparing for your journey today, that you see, sense, and feel yourself in radiant health, healthy and strong, feeling good, looking good, approving of yourself in all ways, noticing that sparkle in your eye, and getting a sense of just deeper inner good health and harmony, feeling and sensing and thinking of yourself in that way. And every step down reinforces this radiantly healthy image of you with your left foot first at 20, going down 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0, drifting deeper. And as you drift deeper now, negatives have dissipated, disintegrated, and you're flowing forward into the positive domain, in a sense, so comfortably relaxed now. And just drifting deeper and deeper, where it becomes simple and easier now for you to open your imagination door. And the images come freely around to bring you right into the place of your own, fully there in every way. All or any of your senses are heightening for you to imagine being in this place that is yours. No one else comes here but you and one other image. But just to imagine it, to get a sense of being there again, whether it's a cozy room somewhere, or maybe out in nature, and maybe it has a piece of both for you, where you are secure It is beautiful, serene, relaxing, and comfortably peaceful for you. Going within like this to focus leads to even more comfort, for now even a greater positive sensation happens with the senses, any or all of them, heightening. So comfortable in the beauty of your own place, where you do get that sense that it's always a place of serenity for you. And let's double this comfort that you're feeling and deepen the relaxation with just a few moments of silence. You might have found the just right spot to be in within your place, whether you're seated comfortably or stretched out, or however it is for you. Because when you're ready, we're going to bring in your wise one and allow that loving wisdom to guide you in strength. And this image stands for the something within that knows you very, very well. It is wise. It is loving. It's got your back. It stands for you. You can ask it any question. You can receive answers. It is the wise. And it's here for you. And just allow it. And it might just spontaneously pop up to be there with you, this wisdom guide. When you have a sense of it, just connect for a few moments and let this wisdom guide know that you want to connect for particular reasons. And you're also noticing all the qualities that you really love about this wisdom guide of yours. The fact that it is very wise. It seemed to have such kindness and compassion and love for you. It supports you. It has unconditional positive regard for you. And so letting it know how you feel, once again to be with it, could be just right for now. And that maybe when you have the sense of that connection and communication is beginning to happen with your wise, this wisdom guide of yours, and their connection is beginning to get made between the two of you, you might like to tell your wisdom guide that you'd like to maybe try connecting with the child within image. And perhaps your wise one can help you with this by being with you, going with you to make this connection as well. So you ask and you allow. And as you enter into this internal communication, let the wise know that there's some important reason behind this, that you think it could be comforting for both you and the child image, because you're really wanting to continue on your journey to find all the ways you can release and let go of things that seem to move you around a bit, that you'd like to be more solid within. So how does your wise respond to you on this? Anything you ever ask your wise, there's an answer that will come forward, whether now, maybe in a few moments from now, could happen even in your conscious outer awake state. But letting your wise know that you feel like it could be a very steadfast sort of strengthening and fortifying for you and the child image to connect. And that will the wise assist you and help you to take place, for this to take place. And the wise most likely has your best interests at heart, will accompany you, and perhaps as you now both are moving together, walking and talking together in your place, you decide where perhaps it might be best to meet up with the child image. So already feeling much more fortified and comforted within by being with your wise, this wisdom guide of yours, you and your wise one walk and talk together and go forward. And at some point, you meet up with the child within. So you're going to begin to visualize and imagine it all. At some point, you realize you've walked with your wise right out of your place and into another. Could be something remembered from long ago. Could be something new, like a park or some other place that's just right for you to meet up with a child image. So begin to notice at first where you and your wisdom guide are. Where are you right now? And what's it like there? And already knowing that you feel very loved and cared for by your wisdom guide, there's great love for you and connection between you and your wisdom guide. So noticing where the two of you are in this place, the image of the child appears, as though the child you once were, that child idea, comes forward naturally and freely, allowing that image to just arise. It's like just bringing it to life. Now, what seems to stand out to you about this image? Feeling very peaceful, secure with your wise one standing right with you, knowing there's security all around. How do you feel being with this child image now? And how does the child image seem to be relating to you? Just notice, and notice about this in a way that if you wanted to tell about it to a friend later, you could. So you're noticing about this child image, and you're noticing how it seems to be relating to you. And perhaps with your wisdom guide, you could invite the child to spend a little time, all three of you together. You, and your wise one and this child. What do you notice about how the child image seems to respond to this? And what happens next? Knowing always you have complete security, comfort, with your wisdom guide being right there with you. Perhaps you might let this child image know that you are willing to listen. Find out what the child might want. And as the child in some way communicates to you, how does it feel to know what this child wants? And is it something you feel you can give it? Any time in your communication with a child that you might feel a little stuck, if that happens, you can always turn to your wisdom guide for assistance, for the wisdom guide is there for you 100%. Perhaps you might want to tell the child what you want. And what might that be? Let yourself communicate. And then notice how the child image responds. In the presence of your wise one, the wisdom guide that's there with you, these things are taking place now. And whenever any help is needed, we do have the ability to turn to the wisdom guide for help. Wisdom guide is always available. Perhaps there might be a desire to express freely to the child. Maybe to say even appreciative things to this child image. What would you like to say to the child? Say it. And notice how the child receives it. How does the child image respond back to you? Making this connection with a child, you might already begin to notice how empowering this can be, in the sense of that connection is strengthening a bond between the two of you, letting each other know how you really feel about each other in terms of compassion and kindness and love, connecting for deeper reasons. Perhaps even not known about, but just knowing that through this experience, a bond between you and the child is strengthened, and it's a bond that nothing and no one can take away from you. What What else might be important to do with this child image today? Perhaps even checking in with your wisdom guide and asking for more guidance with this idea. What else might be important to do with this child for today? And just follow through with what seems right, because you might again ask your wise one for the guidance on this. What else might be important for you to do with this child image? And when this meet up with the child image seems complete for today, ask your wisdom guide, what's the one way to connect again with the child within image? And that until then, how to take the child within along. And once all is said and done for now, and you know your whole being is fully integrated in the fullness of yourself, that you and the child image, almost as though you could take this experience and fold up the child and put that image in your heart, and knowing you are at one with that connection. And now, with the fullness and richness of your wisdom guide, ask to be taken back to your place within again, that beautiful place of comfort, calm and peacefulness, so serene. And once there again, allowing the sense of truly coming in touch with the strength that is between you and your wisdom guide somehow seems even stronger now by having made the connection with the child image. And as though the wisdom guide connects with you as you connect with a child, it's this series of connections that's being brought together in this whole being way for such deeper strengthening. It's like a special gift that might come into your mind that represents, no matter what, whenever it appears as though I'm in some sort of situation or some place with which I might tend to feel a little anxious immediately as I think of the gift that's come forward right now in my mind about making this connection with the child image and the wisdom guide with me. It's like this trio of connection now forming into an image or a symbol of the gift that is yours from having made this connection. And it gives you such strength, such peacefulness. Let this image or this symbol be solely and completely yours in your own mind's eye. The image, the symbol that just pops up to remind you of the strength, the resilience, the bond of love, the connection that really is saying, all is well. All is well, for there's the strength of the wisdom guide. There's the connection and love with the child within. And in this oneness of all of that, this image comes forward that reminds you of this connection, where no matter what situation you find yourself in, no matter with what person, where you are, inside, outside, at work, not at work, at home, whenever you need to feel that solid inner strength, you call on this image and know that there's so much connection here within you to the different aspects of yourself, and that you are wholly integrated in the fullness and the richness, in the love, in the bond of the experience of this unification of loving strength from your wisdom guide, from your child, and wholly represented in fullness and richness through your imagination as the you of radiant help that you know you are, that best image of yourself moving forward in your life, feeling strong and connected, and actually with that inner knowing of such a solid feeling that there never can be an aloneness that's going to take this feeling away. There's always going to be the richness with this image of this united strength within you, in the oneness of your being, knowing you've connected in a loving way with these various aspects of yourself, and now wholly stand strong within this positive focusing that you've embarked upon today. And nothing and no one can take this away from you, for you are in charge of your mind, your body, your life, and your future by the thoughts that you think, which create the feelings you have. And this strength of the gift of this today stays with you now at zero, reinforcing the good, the positive, and the true, and beautifully bringing you only positive results. And that's how your mind-body responds now, positively. And now at one, as we begin to come up and out, bringing back that good, that positive, that true of this connection. At one with that deep cleansing breath in and release. Two, realizing where you've placed yourself, the room you're in. Three, a wonderful sense of well-being, being very, very comfortable. Four, more alert and awake. And now five, eyes open, wide awake and alert. One, two, three, four, five. Eyes open, wide awake, and alert.